Perek Yud Pasik Zayin. We're in the middle of the Ma'aseh Merkava, the second round of the Ma'aseh Merkava, where Yechezkel is physically stationed in Bavel, and Hashem is showing him the Merkava in the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem is showing him what? Perek Yud Pasik Zayin. Yud Pasik Zayin. Okay, so he's living in Bavel, and Hashem is showing the Merkava in the Beis Hamikdash. And he's witnessing the departure of the Shekhinah from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he's witnessing the departure of the Shekhinah from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it is leaving the Kruv. There, the Kruv means the Kruv that's on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on top of the Aroin, the Kapayres, and is traveling to the Merkava. Okay, so here, and then we went further, and Hashem said to the Malach, and we described the Merkava in great detail. There were differences between what it says here in Perek Yud as to what it says in Perek Aleph. There it was called the Chaya. There were four Chayos, and here they're called four Kiruvim. Okay, there they had, each one of the Chayos had a Oifan, had an Oifan, and here it's called the Galgal. Okay, we'll see more about that. And here Hashem says to the Ish Levush Badim to go and put his hands in between the chayos and to withdraw some gacholim, some coals, and to pour the coals on the city of Yerushalayim. So as we learned last week, and we'll see again more again, is that the Gavriel did not follow the instructions exactly. He did not insert his hands to the location of the gacholim to retrieve the gacholim, but instead he asked the Oifanim to do it on his behalf. And we discussed either that was done by Dazan because he has no permission. He has no permission to enter within their mechitzos, so it was an act of courtesy, derech eretz, or it was a technique in order to cool down the coals, to mitigate the din with rachamim by having the coals transfer over here. Having the coals on the shelf there. Having the coals transfer from hand to hand. So this is a technique. So here the pasuk tells exactly what happened. It says Vayishlach HaKruv Es Yadoi. So the Kruv sent forth its hand. Mibeinoitz LaKruvim. So this is not, I told the Oifarim, I made a mistake. It's not the Oifarim, it's the Kruv. The Kruv sent forth its hand. Mibeinoitz LaKruvim. From between the Kruvim, El Hoesh, to the fire. Asher Beinoitz HaKruvim. That was between the Kruvim. Vayisa. And this hand lifted up the fire, vayitain, and deposited el tu chofnei levush habadim, the palms of the man that was dread, that was wearing the linen, which is Gavriel, vayikach vayitzei, and Gavriel took it and he exited. And Yechezkel is a witness to everything that was mentioned in this pasuk. Let us see the mitzudos of the pasuk Zayin. The pasuk says, "Vayishlach hakruv echem ben hakruvim ha'hoshel es yodeh ben hakruvim elo esh asher b'nehem." One of the kruvim, because we know there are four kruvim. The kruvim are the same thing as the chayos. Vayisa lokach misham esh, he took from their fire. V'nosan el chofnei levush habadim, and put the coals in the palms of the man that was dressed in linen. Vayikach levush habadim, lokach ha'esh miyad hakruv, vayetze misham, and Gavriel took the fire, the coals, and he exited this location. Rashi, pasik, there is a Rashi, let's see, Radak, pasik, zayin. Vayishlach, vayikach vayetze, yotza ligmor mitzvah sokel yisporach. He went out to complete. He departed from this location to complete the command of Hashem. And what was Hashem's command? V'hu lizroiko esh aloir, to throw the fire on the city. Ubidrash, and in the Medrash, Gavriel shulavush habadim bikesh min akruvim. Over here, the reason why there was a handoff from the kruv to Gavriel. The reason why he did not take it directly, and instead he instructed him to hand it over, like we learned last week, in order that the coal should cool down. And the gezera should be lightened. The old Hayubchafnov Sheshon, in addition to handing, passing it from one hand to another, and there's also a time delay. The old Hayu b'chafnav Shei Shonim, 6 years. This took place in the 5th year of Tzidkiyahu. Kidei Sheyiyu Hagacholim Oymemois Biyadoi. It will be glow. It will be hot coals in his hands. Lehakel or Hagzer, in order to lighten the Gezer Sharei Nevuah Zohoisa B'shoram Hashishes. In the 6th year, so in the beginning of the 6th year, which means until the 11th year, will be another 6 years. V'lo harva ha'ir ad shnas achas ha'esrei, until year 11. So it was in his hands for 6 years. Okay, let's see the next pasuk. Next pasuk says vayero lakuvim tavnis. Now vayero lakuvim. So over here, he's describing it in more detail, and he says it appeared to the kuvim tavnis the image yad adam tachas kan fehem. The hand of the image of a hand of a person underneath their wings. So he's just explaining in more detail what this hand looked like. Number one, the hand was the hand of the Kruvim. Number two, it had the tavness of a hand of a human being. Because maybe you would say it's the hand of a chicken. It's the hand of another creature. So for clarification, the Pasuk is telling us it had the tzur of the hand of a human being. And it was beneath their wings. Let's see, Pasuk Ches in the Mitzvah Stavim. V'yayar v'hinei niru sheyesh el akruvim tavnes yad adam yotzi tachas knafayim kan fehem asher lo lokach echad mehem es ha'esh, which they took the fire with their hand. Rashi, there is none. Radak, Pasuk Ches says, v'yayar mashama v'yayro v'omar tavnes laharoiz ki lo hoya hakol ela b'mar hanavuo lo sheyesh l'akruvim yidayim reglaim v'yaknafayim l'kimashmam. Don't make a mistake and think they actually have hands. No such thing. They do not have hands. It's only a vision of a prophecy. It's only in something which is in a vision. It says here concerning one, but the same is true for the other ones. Okay, I really like that.
How do you insert something that's not literal?
That's not literal? The whole Maisa Merkava is something which Chazal said we don't understand. You're right. I mean, it's the Tavnis, the image, the of Yad Adam, Tachas Kan Fehem. What does that mean? I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
It seems that parts of the images are actual and parts of the images aren't.
Are Tavnis. It says Tavnis by the Yad. I really don't know. I don't know.
The word image itself means that it's not real.
Well, no, but does it depict something that's real?
The whole thing was shown b'mara hanavu. This is not something which you can touch. This is something which was purely a prophecy. Remember, Yechezkel is in Bavel. Bavel is a long trip to Yerushalayim, and in Bavel he's seeing what's taking place in Yerushalayim. Not even now, 6 years from now. Well, I don't know, 6 years. Maybe it's happening now, but there's a delay of when it's going to be carried out in 6 years. But he's witnessing this. It's all in the image of a prophecy. I always like to tell over you, I told this to you many times, that we say in the Nusach of the Tefillah, of the Shalosh Regalim, Umibnechat ha'enu galinam yaratzei, v'nishrach haknu miyal ad mosein, v'ein anachnu yecholim la'alois v'lei r'osu l'shtachvus l'fanecha, v'lasois chavosein v'beis v'chivosecha, v'bayis ha'gadol v'yakadol shtigo shtigo cholov, mibnei hayod shenishtalcha b'mikdoshecha. What yad? What's the yad shenishtalcha b'mikdoshecha? So very simply, this is the yad. Zehu. The yad is, I mean, on a very simple level, it means the goyim. The enemy. The enemy has conquered. The enemy has conquered the Beis HaMikdash.
The force.
The yad means the force. The force of the enemy has conquered the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we are unable to serve Hashem any longer in the Beis HaMikdash. But on a more mystical, a homiletic interpretation, we know that everything that happens in this world was decreed min hashamayim, and there are malachim, and that's exactly what this whole thing over here is showing us. This entire section is to show us that the churban came about first in the spiritual world through the ish levush badim that was throwing the coals on Yerushalayim, and there was the yad. This yad also, it initiated the process by withdrawing the hot coals from between the Oifanim and handing them off to the hand of Yechezkel. So therefore, that's what it means, the hand of Gavriel. B'nei hayod shenishtalcha b'mikdoshecha. It's the yad that we read here in this pasuk. V'yeyro lakruvim tavnis yad odom tachas kanfehem. This yad is withdrawing hot coals, is passing them to the hand of Gavriel, and Gavriel in turn is holding on to it for 6 years, and then he throws it on the city of Yerushalayim. because in Shemaim it was decreed this should happen, that's why we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash today. Okay, then there's a third interpretation, a third drush, and that comes from the Gemara. And the Gemara says that at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, the custodians of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim and the Levim, who were the custodians, they went to the roof and they took the keys to the Beis HaMikdash and they said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if we have not been good custodians, then we don't deserve to have the keys anymore. And they threw the keys to Shemayim. And a miraculous Yad came out of heaven and caught the keys and took the keys from the Kohanim. So this was a sign. This was a sign. Then it says the Kohanim, they jumped off the roof. They committed suicide. How are they allowed to commit suicide? That's another Shaila. But that's what it's there. That says Mibnei Hayod Shenishtalcha B'Mikdashecha in Shemayim. A Yad came to be mekabel the mafteches from the Kohanim and the Levim. So Sach HaKol, we have three Yodayim. You thought you only have two hands? They're really three hands. There's the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the Yad, Bnei Hayod Shenishtalcha B'Mikdashecha, as Rav Michal said precisely, the force of the enemy has penetrated Yerushalayim. The second interpretation is the Yad of the Kruvim that we've just read over here in this Pasuk. They have sent forth the Yad filled with coals, handed off to Gavriel in order to pour on Yerushalayim. And the third interpretation is the hand of Shamayim, whatever that means, Hashem, the Malachim, who extended a hand to retrieve the keys from the custodians. Okay, let's go now to the next pasuk. Pasuk Tes. Vo ere, and I saw v'nei arna. Okay, he's just reviewing over here. He's reviewing all the details of Perek Aleph, and I want to challenge you as we go through all the details. There's one thing that's not mentioned. If I'm not mistaken. It's not mentioned here. If I'm not mistaken, there's one thing. Let me quickly thought about this today. Not really tell you last week I thought about this. I don't think it's here at all. Let me just run through very quickly. I want to say something that's false.
So maybe he wasn't shown for this time.
Okay, there's one detail that's not mentioned. I'm going to challenge you. When we finish this whole section, you tell me what's missing. There's something that's missing. Everything is here plus more. In this section, in fact, there's much more detail than there is in Perek Aleph. Yeah. But there's one
Chashmal
thing.
Chashmal,
very good. The Chashmal is missing. Okay, so let's discuss that now. Why? You can go through the whole description now of the Ma'aseh Merkava. If I'm not mistaken, there's no mention of the Chashmal. Why not? In Perek Aleph, there's the Chashmal. And in fact, here there's much more detail. There are more details in Perek Yud. So what is the Chashmal? So there are two basic interpretations. There are many. I don't remember them, but there are two things that just come to my mind immediately. Number one, it's a brilliance. It's the color. It's a certain color of light that cannot be captured in words. It's the beauty, the Hashem Shechina. In the Yechezkel saw the Malachim, and within the fire there was Chashmal. A brilliant, a spiritual brilliance color which cannot be seen. The other interpretation was chashmal, be quiet from talking, from speaking. Which there are many interpretations as to what that means. We'll just simply translate now. That means silence. The malachim were in a state of silence. Chosh, be silent, mal, from speech. So haloi davar, is it not significant that when Yechezkel saw the Merkava in Bavel, he saw Chashmal. When he was in Eretz Yisrael, when he saw the Merkava in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Chashmal. So you'll tell me because they had solar panels. There was no electricity, right? In Bavel, they had electricity, so there was Chashmal. But in Eretz Yisrael, everything was, you know, high tech. It's not the pshat. So what is this? So you could say. So this. I think there is a silver lining for us in Bavel, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he removed his Shechina from Eretz Yisrael to bring it with us, Imay Anochi Betzara, to travel with us to Bavel, the Shechina that appears in Bavel in one respect is even greater than the Shechina that appears in Eretz Yisrael, because Chashmal represents the color, this intense beauty, this intensified radiance that cannot even be described in words, was only visible in Bavel, and it was not visible in Eretz Yisrael. to mean
saying,
that
you're saying it was visible.
Well, Yechezkel saw it, and that represents concepts. If Yechezkel in his nevuah is seeing in Bavel, there's a chashmal. That means that every single person living in Golos can also, to some degree, on their level, which is infinitely slower, can also detect Hashem's presence with the Oifanim and with the Chayos, v'chulu, and can also detect a Yoifi, a beauty, the Chashmal. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no Chashmal. There are other things in Eretz. Let's not get it wrong. Eretz Yisrael is the Admas HaKodesh. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. But the challenge, the tsar, the Mesiras Nefesh, that was required of us to survive in Bavel, that creates an intensified degree of Shechina that's not even found in Eretz Yisrael. No pain, no gain. Eretz Yisrael, you know, you're living in Admas Kodesh, you're living there in peace and security, serenity, it's your land, you have autonomy, it's my land, don't tell me what to do. It's freedom of religion. So, okay, so you have the Shechina, but in Golos, you have to fight to be religious. We take it for granted in America, it's never ever been so good. This is what the historians tell us. Never ever in the history of Golos has it been so good for Klal Yisrael like it is in America.
Spain before the expulsions.
All over, the whole world didn't exist. So freedom of religion, I mean, the ultimate bracha in the United States of America is freedom of religion, separation of church and state. It's just not to be believed. It's just historic. And we more than anyone else are nene from this environment, from our host, but when you have to struggle to survive, that's a mesiras nefesh, which creates an extra reward, and that reward is expressed in the term of chashmal. That's one approach. The other approach is just the opposite. Chashmal means silence. Silence has the connotation of hester panim. Why do we suffer? Why do we suffer in Bavel? Why? Why is there so much tsar in all the years of Golos? So there is no answer. When we're living, I think I'm saying, that's on the beam already. So now you can sit down. That's on the coin. When you're living in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a Beis Hamikdash, so you can go to the Kohen Gadol, you can go to the Urim, the Tumim, and if you don't understand why something happens, so then you can ask the Urim, the Tumim, the Kohen Gadol, you can find a reason why things are happening. But in Golos, there's no rhyme, no reason. No, there's no one available to give us answers to our questions. So what are we to do? Shtoik! Kach ola b'machshava. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva being tortured to death, and Moshe said, why is this not fair? Zu Torah v'zuch schayra. Hashem said, this is the ultimate tzaddik v'raloi. Hashem said to him, shtoik! Silence! Kach Allah b'machshava, this is the way I want it, and you're not going to understand why it's being done. That is the essence of Golos. Essence of Golos is Hester Panim, and what do? Nothing. There's nothing to say. Shtoik. So therefore, Dafka in Bavel did Yechezkel witness the Chashmal. Choshmal. Be quiet from speaking. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that problem. You don't have that tsar. Because there, you are able to speak. You are able to get reasons to have understanding why things happen the way they do. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. The pasuk of here says, pasuk test says, Vo'ered I saw v'nei arba oifanim, I saw there were four oifanim, eitzel ha'kruvim, I saw four wheels stationed underneath, or eitzel means near the kruv. Eitzel sometimes means underneath. We learned the lesson last Friday. And sometimes Eitzel means near. Eitzel HaKruvim. Oifan Echad. Eitzel HaKruv Echad. There was one wheel that was positioned near Kruv number one. Vayfan Echad. Eitzel HaKruv Echad. Near the other. In other words, we're giving just, it's a poetic. These two, we're saying two, which represents really four. Umare Ho'ifanim. And the appearance of the Oifanim was Ke'ein Even Tarshish, was like sapphire stone. Okay, let's see Pasuk Pesach Nemsud Stavid. I saw Oifan Echad. I saw one wheel. Eitzel Kol kruv hoye oifanecha, near each kruv was one oifan, ke'en kigavon evan tarshish, the color of sapphire, humara hatecheles is the color of blue. Okay, now we had that in.
We had the previous term for sapphire with sapir.
Sapir, okay. So
and now you're saying tarshish is the same as sapir? I don't know if it's translated the same way.
Okay, I don't know the answer.
Heaven,
what did he translate it as?
He translates it as crystal.
Crystal. Okay, interesting. Here, but the Mitzudos, for whatever reason, he says it is Techeles. That's what he says. Okay, I'm sure there are different opinions. There must be different opinions. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Tes, says, V'hine arba'a oifanim.
It's the appearance of the
fire. Bargum says Evan Tolan.
Evan, what is that?
Evan Tolan, which means it's
precious stone. Precious stone. So it's not, it can be whatever, it doesn't say exactly what kind of stone it is. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says here, V'hine arba'a oifanim, there were four oifanim. Lefish nishtanes achas min aponim chusak lachsov l'shanois kan kol masa achayos kabarishoynosh loitoy ma'amerikova acheresi. So Rashi says here a very fascinating yisod. Rashi is asking the question between the lines, why the repetition? There is so much repetition here in the Perek Yud that we already know from Perek Aleph. And Rashi answers because since there was one change in detail that we discussed last week, that the shore was transformed into a kruv at the request of Yechezkel, because shor is a reminder of the chei to egel, and all that Klal Yisrael should not be a kategor against Klal Yisrael. So Hashem acquiesced. Hashem changed the shor into a kruv, and in fact, because it was a kruv, that's why we call the chayos by the name kruv. That was one interpretation. The change, and even then that comes out there were two kruvim. There was the shor that was changed into a kruv. And there was another kruv. And the Gemara explains the difference between the two is that the shor was an adult kruv, and the kravya is a child. We once mentioned this, that there. I once told you this vart. I once told you this vart, and it got attacked very, very much. I'll tell you the vart again. It's a very controversial vart. I saw in a very good sefer from a very good source, but the people are very disturbed with this vart. V'hinei malachei Elokim oilim v'yardim bo. The malachei Elokim were going up and down the ladder. Yaakov goes to sleep. He goes to sleep, and he says, "The dream, they go up and down. Why do malachim need to travel on ladder? Don't the malachim have wings?" So it says somewhere, I don't know where it says this, that these were baby malachim who were not yet able to fly. Okay, exactly. You hit the nail right. Come on, exactly. Okay, now I once said this over. I don't remember all the details, but it's a very, very big chiddush. It could very well be that it's even a medrash. I found the source for it. I know where I saw it. The name of the sefer, I think, is Perlau. His name was, I think, Yaakov. Not the Novminsky Rebbe, but the person who writes on Agoda. He wrote Nitzotze Hashas. It's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Big mumchin and divrei agada, and he has a sefer on chumash as well. He has a lot of sermon on chumash, and one of the sermon on chumash, he writes this, he quotes this. Okay, so here I just want to point out here there are two kruvim. There are adult kruvim and there are baby kruvim. The shor was transformed into an adult kruv, and the kruv, the original kruv, Chazal say kiravya means child, was a baby kruv. So you see, there is a makar for this. You do see that there are two different types of kruvim. There are kruvim that are minors, and there are kruvim that are adults.
Did we say earlier that kruvim became a generic for all the different?
That's
types?
Another interpretation. So we call the chayos. We're calling here the chayos by the term kruv. Why? So one interpretation is because since we changed the shor to a kruv, memela we call everything by the change, the shini. Others say no, that kruv is a generic term which represents the host of the Shechina. And that's why the Shechina rested in the Kodesh HaKadoshim upon the Kruvim there. And then when the Shechina departed from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it rested upon the Kruvim that served as the Merkava. So, Enochinami. Okay, so over here it says, Rashi makes a very important point. The reason why over here there's all this repetition, we're going through the entire parable all over again, is because since we're making over here one minor change, a Shinui, And that is, we're changing the shard to the kruv. That is why we have to repeat every single detail all over again, and then to make a statement, everything that I see here in this vision is identical to the Merkava that I saw in Bavel. Make no mistake about it. So read the words again of the Rashi in Sayar, Lefisha, Nishtanis, Achas Menaponim, Huskak Lachso, Vulushanis Kames, Kolmas Achayos, Kabarishoino, Shloi Taimar, Merkava, Acheresi. Do not make a mistake. I think that this is a different Merkava. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak Pasik Tess. Vo'ere, Mevurhu, Merkava, Rishoi, Vinistar. We don't need to repeat all the details. It was already discussed in Perek Aleph. We have the Perek Pasuk Yud. Umarehen, now we're discussing here the Oifanim. Yeah, the Oifanim are the wheels that are below, underneath the Merkava. The Merkava was four-wheel drive. Okay? Had four wheels. Each wheel moved on its own. Okay? Four-wheel drive. Merkava. That's what Umarehem Dumus Echel Ba'artan. What did the wheels look like? They were identical. It was a wheel within a wheel. So if you want to go east-west, so that part of the wheel turns. If you want to go north-south, that part of the wheel goes. I guess if you want to go on a diagonal, so they work together, depending on how much pressure is applied, in order to bring you...
like a gyroscope.
Exactly. To a wheel within a wheel. Let's see Pasuk Yud in the Mitzudos David. Umarehen, Mare, Tsuyurom, Shel Arbas, Hoifanim, Hoye Echad, Echad, Zek, Zed, they were identical. Vahoyu Kimaris, Hoifan, it looked like the appearance of a wheel. Hoasui, Besoy, Hoifan, Ze, Mimizrach, Lamara, Vze, Mitzafon, Ladaram, Shaz, Yuchulhulis, Galgel, Lhuach, Mibli, Siva, Vachzara. You can travel in any direction without going back and forth. Okay, next. Pasik, Yud, Aleph, there is no Rashi in the Radak. Belechtam, ki amokoim ashayifne horoish hu akruv, the place ashayifne horoish hu akruv, ve'oifen hoilich achar akruv, ki ruach achaya be'oifanim, the kruvim traveled also, the kruvim traveled on their own. Wherever the kruvim would travel, the oifanim will follow suit, will follow beneath them. The yonasan tergim horoish kadmo, eastwards, or going forward. I don't really know what he means over here. Okay, I'm not sure what he means here. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Belechtam. So I read the wrong pasuk in the Radak. The Radak Mareim is Gam Zem Mavur. Fine. Pasuk. Welcome back. I got your message. Thank you. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Belechtam El Arbas Riv Ehem Yelechu. When they travel to their four sides, they would go. Lo yisabu belechtam. They did not turn when they traveled. Kol mok ki amokim asher yifne harosh, the place where the rosh would travel. Okay, achrav yelechu. That's where the oifanim would travel. Lo yisabu belechtam. They did not turn as they moved, as they travel. Let's see the pasuk of pasuk Yud Aleph. Now explaining the pasuk before. He named avurze al arbaas sidodehem b'chofetz lechtam yelchu. Wherever they wanted to go, they would travel to each of the four sides. V'lo yisavu b'lechtam. They would not turn when they traveled. Koil v'hoyu miskalgalim l'chol tzad. Since the wheels can move in any direction, there's no need to back up. There's no need to veer to the side.
He calls it to pivot.
To pivot. You don't need to pivot. You just can go exactly where you want to go. You have four wheels, and those each four wheels can move in any direction that it wants, 360 degrees. The one that decides where to go is the kruv. And when the kruv begins, where it turns to go, acharav yelechu, achar haroish yelchu hoifanim. V'lo hayu misabim atzav alechem. They would not turn as they traveled. Ki yol, ki yichoylim hayu leches. L'chol tzad, they can go in any direction, without any turning whatsoever. Okay, let's see over here. Rashi, pasuk yud aleph. There is none. Radak, we already did the radak before. Okay, so this is that we now. I got the impression last time, and maybe I'm wrong. In perik aleph is that the kruvim. They had a desire. Maybe that's what it means over here as well. They just yifne. They point. The kruv decides where it wants to go, and automatically the oifanim take it in that direction. The question is, how does it know? How does it know? They're not. There's no wires. It senses. Wires. There's a degree of sense that the Eifanim have to know in which direction.
Like this?
Wi-Fi.
Where you think about where you want to go and you.
You're
go
a magician.
They're working on that.
Yeah.
I used to do that with my nephews and niece. I'll go in the car with them. And I would tell them, I would take my hands off the steering wheel, I would even take it off, I would say, they're from Israel, I say, Ani mechashev hoilech. And they didn't believe me, they thought I was nuts, yeah. Yeah. No, with the Kruvim.
The Kruvim had their own roadside.
I don't know.
But there are four Kruvim or
five? Four Kruvim. There are four Kruvim. They work together, I assume. I assume the four Kruvim, they all travel together. They all are in a unit. They all travel together, and they have the Eifana Benita.
That's the easiest answer. It's coming from Hashem.
Okay, could be. In a Chanami. Maybe they have Bechira. Just like human beings have Bechira, so maybe they also have Bechira. Maybe they could also have Bechira. I have no idea. These are things that are way, way above us. Okay, let's go now to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis says, V'chol, God, this is a very bizarre Pasuk. V'chol bistoram, their flesh, v'gabehem, and their backs, v'dehem, their hands, v'chanfehem, and their wings, v'ho'ifanim, and the oifanim, melayim, einayim, saviv, are full of eyes, all four sides, 360, le'arbaton, to all four oifanehem, to all four of the oifanim. Okay, so there's some repetition here in the Pasuk. Let's see what it means in the Pasuk. You're based on the Mitzvah of David. V'chol bis sarom. I have a different girsa. I know what do you have in you. I have my pasuk says v'chol bis sarom, but the Dibur HaMasa v'chol bis sarom.
No, what do you have
bis sarom? So you must be a mistake here. Bis sarom shal guvi achayos. So he's just saying that the basar here is not literal. This is obviously a borrowed term. It means their guf, their bodies. V'gabehem, their backs. Hu agoyva me'achoy aguf. This is their backs. They were filled with many colors, many changing colors on all sides. But the main eyes, which are the eyes that appear on the wheels, they look like Tarshish, which we said before, according to the Mitzvah, was Techeles. Others say it's clear. The main color of the chayos was fire. Kamo shekasev in Perek Aleph, udumus hachayos marehen kigacha le'esh, it looked like fire. Okay, the next words are le'arba'o sa oifanehem. Return to Leimar, kach hoya l'chol arba hachayos ule oifanehem, shemelevar hamar hamyuch lechem, hoya meleim meharbi gavonim mechulafim. Besides their principal mare, they had also many changing colors. Okay, so that's this. Let's do the Rashi. Rashi pasuk yibeis videhem shaloifanim heim achur shemerkava misgalgelis b'soicha. So here is asking a very important question.
Excellent.
What does it mean that the ifanim have yad hands? So this is the chur, the hole, the pivot. No, I think it's the axle. Shemerkava misgalgelis b'soicha, in which the merkava rides within. Shekar they call him Ramchol. You know what this word means?
It says Hoyo. A hub.
The Yonis and Teragame, the Ish Dod Soin Ushefu Chehon,
their pourings. P-O-U-R-I-N-G-S. I don't know what that means.
The pourings, Ashtos, waterfall. Ashtos Apiska. Ushfu Chehon, and their whatever this is. I have no idea what this is. Okay, so therefore, these are different parts of the Merkava, La Arba Osam.
Into which the axles are inserted, not the hubs.
Okay, whatever this means. Li'arba osam, oifanehem, the oifanim, li'arba as, oifane achayos, the four wheels of the chayos. Okay, let's see the radak. Radak pasuk yibeis, the pasuk yibeis, v'chol bisaram, yesh lehispoinein. Lama zachu loifanim, bosa v'lo likruvim. Question, why are we mentioning that the oifanim and bosa are not the kruvim? Umuvurhu besnistar. The answer is, this is Kabbalah. The gabehem chosar yud the haribu me'amichtov. It's beloshen rab. It's krivach siv. It means their backs. Each one of the ifanim had a back. V'dehem targum yonason v'ashdos hoin inyon ashdos hapiska. A waterfall shu mikoyim birdoin, a slope. These two words are superfluous. Why are they here? For emphasis. Kimo lohem luvnei Yisrael v'imohem heimon v'idusun chatzotzros v'hadamim lohem. Okay, different examples we find the pasuk adds superfluous words to provide emphasis. Uviktsasam hoye maspik v'echad. Some of these examples you don't have to repeat. V'shavizoch adavah b'samach v'hoye maspik im hoye oimer le'arbo osam levat. And we refer the oifanehem to themselves, third person. Whenever you have numbers, then you talk in third person. All four wheels. Okay, so let's try to read the pasuk again. Now that we have Mitzvot Rashi and Radak, maybe it'll be clearer. Back to pasuk Yibes inside, the pasuk says v'chol b'saram. So we're discussing here the oifanim. We're not discussing the chayos. The chayos do not have basar. Why not? It doesn't tell us. That's Kabbalah. But the oifanim have basar. The gabehen, it has a back to the oifanim. Videhem has hands. What are the hands? Either an axle, a pivot, some type of hub, whatever this thing, some type of part of the oifanim in which was used to connect to the kruv. I told you there was no connection. I was wrong. It seems over here there was some type of connection between the kruv and the oifanim. They can fehem their wings. No one seems to explain that. The oifanim, period. And then it goes on and repeats itself. This repetition for the purpose of emphasis. Oifanim leim einayim saviv. It was filled with eyes on all sides. La arba atam. This repetition. These all four of them. Oifanehem. The word oifanehem is a word that is extra. All four of them. All four of the oifanim had eyes on all four sides to see where they are going. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lo oifanim lohem koira hagalgal beoznoi. Another mystical pasuk. The oifanim were called galgal in my presence, in my earshot. In other words, the oifanim, they spoke one to another. When they communicated with one another, they called each other with the word galgal. But I refer to them, when I refer to them, Yechezkel says, I refer to them with the term oifan. Okay, let's see the Mitzvot of Pasuk Yigimel. Loifanim lohem rotzo loimar loifanim hohem shamati bi'oznoi. To these oifanim I heard in my ears. Kol kori oisam b'shem galgal. I heard Hashem calling out to them with the term galgal.
Wheels.
Okay, so they had different names.
Galgal
is the same thing as an oifan, just a different term. But the malachim, they call the malachim, where Hashem refers to them with the term galgal, and we refer to it with the term oifan. Why is that so? I have no idea.
One more formal than the other?
I don't know. Among themselves, they talk nicknames. It's very interesting. I have no idea why. The name captures the person's essence. The object's essence. Let's see, Pasuk Yud Gimel Mitzvot start Rashi. Rashi lohem, koira galgal b'oznoi. Ani shamati shamalach hayakori es ha'ifan galgal. Who's the malach? Doesn't say who the malach is, but there's a malach that's calling out to these wheels, and he calls them galgal. Kore galgal lohem nikra shem galgal, but I call them oifan. Radak pasuk yud gimel loifanim lohem kore hagal baznoi loy amar ki loifanim yikru galgalim. It doesn't say b'loshen rabim. There are four of them. So why doesn't Yechezkel write the words b'loshen rabim? Ki yaduahu ze l'chol bali haloshon. Everyone knows that the word oifan and galgal in this instance is the collective noun. Ki oifan v'galgal shem echad b'miloy shaynois. It's one word. B'miloy shaynois. K'moy beged v'simla. V'omar v'oifan agola. The wheel of the agola. V'omar v'homam galgal eglosai. The ho'inyon echad, and it's one and the same thing. So basically, okay, I'm not sure what he's saying over here is that there are two words. Just like when it comes to a beged and a similar garment, there's a beged and a similar, and those two words mean are referred to a garment. So too, we have two different terms referred to the same thing.
Umabo. Oh, right. So his question is: so why do we have to tell you the difference?
Umabo lala meid hanavi. Why is he telling us this? Kishama kiloifanim ba kol shakar lachem kol hagalgal. For inyan creates calling, kumo hadoratem ru'u dvar Hashem ki kol hamaseh shezocher loifanim b'mitzvasei uviritzoinoi hoya. Everything that I'm telling you now was done by command. There was a command being issued, being directed towards the oifanim, telling them what to do. Uchilu kori loy hamitzaveh, as if the commander gave out a call. Asei kach v'asei kach. umitzadeh oifen, and the one that's giving the command, who akruv, so here he's giving us more bayer than Rashi. He says that the malach that's calling to the oifan is the kruv. The kruv is calling to the gal, to the oifan, which is called the galgal. And the word galgal is used exclusively when you are given a command to do something. When you describe it, then we use the term oifan. But when the command is being handed down to the soldier, then the soldier is addressed by rank and file, then with the term galgal. Koire, mishlo niska shem poaloi mehadogush, v'apoil hu akruv akori tamid. Since it does not tell us who is doing so, and we assume we know who it is, v'ein kriyasa v'kol v'chli dibor, ela sheshmiya hakel es hanavi b'nevua kol lahavino ho'inyin inyin. That was after this Pesach Shabbos. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what he means over here.
What it means is they didn't communicate by speaking.
Right.
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this call so that Yecheskel
could hear it. This was not the normal form of communication, but it was improvised in order that Yecheskel could understand what exactly is happening, was happening over here. Okay, now let's go to Pasuk Yud Dalet. Pasuk Dalet says, "V'arba upanim lechad." Each one of the oifanim had four faces. Now this is the chayyim. We're going on the oifanim now. Let's see. The chayos. Okay, now we're going back to the chayos, not the oifanim. We're going now to the chayos. V'arba upanim lechad. Each one of the chayos, which we're calling the kruv, had four faces. Pnei ha'echad, pnei ha'kruv. One was the kruv. Ufnei ha'shenish pnei adam. V'ashlishi pnei aryeh. V'harivi pnei nosher. Okay, so the kruv, that was used to be the shor. The shor turned into a kruv, and that was the baby kruv. That was the baby kruv, and the adam, and then there was the adam was the adult. I'm going to carry pnei adam. V'arba upanim lechad pnei ha'echad pnei ha'kruv. Pnei ha'sheni pnei adam. Ashlishi pnei aryeh. V'arvi pnei nosha. Let's see the mitzvah. It's pasuk gedalet. Lechad l'chol. Now I'm assuming there's a mistake. I have l'chol chayim. What do you have in your text? Chaya. So I have another mistake here. Okay. L'chol chaya hayu arba upon him. Each of the chayos had four faces. Pnei akruv. The first one was a kruv. Hi hanepach b'bnei ashor. This was what used to be in Perek Aleph, the shor, that was transformed into a kruv because it was a kategor against Klaishol for worshiping the Yegel. Ki amro rabo seinu zichron l'vracha. Yecheskel bikesh rachamim. The amar ein kategor nasa sanegar. The accuser could not become a defender. Ki pnei ashor yaske masicho egel shechatu ba yisrael. V'nepach pnei ashor l'pnei akruv v'hu ape zutre mi ben adam. The adam was also a pnei kruv, but that was an adult face. The kruv, the egel, was a baby kruv. Pnei Adam, who ape rape, ravave, mi ben Adam, this was the large face, mi ben Adam, period. Let's see, Rashi, Pasuk Yudalit, Pnei Ha'echad, Pnei Ha'kruv, Heim Hayu, Pnei Ha'shar, Shnebel Lekruv. Again, he mentioned this point over here, Rashi made a point before, this is the reason why this entire section is being repeated from Perek Aleph, because of this change. We changed from the Pnei of the Shar to the Pnei Ha'kruv. Let's see the Radak, Pasuk Yudalit. V'arba panim liachol l'chol echad mi'akruv. Each there are four panim. Pnei ho'echad pnei akruv perushoy. Pnei echad mi'apanim. One of the four faces. V'chein asheri v'ashlishi v'arvi ala panim shoyu arba amar. Uma she'amar pnei akruv b'mokam shezocha b'mara hanavua harushoy na pnei shor. This that it says kruv yadua ma she'amar rabbi sayin zchon levracha. This we already mentioned twice. Amru Yecheskel Bikesh Lavrachman Vapcho Lekruv. He was misspelled and changed into a kruv. Amal Lefani Rosh Lolem Ein Kaniganach Sanegar Perushu a kruv Kravya. A kruv is a child. Shkem Bavel Karl Liyunuka Ravya. V'hikshu Pnei Echad Pnei Akruv Pnei Hashem Pnei Adam. Adam Ukruv Chavi. Are they not the same? The Tirtzu. The answer is Ape Ravrave. The Ape Zutre. There's a large, an adult face and a small face. Vanachnu Perashnu Inyan Zebed Nistar. And we have explained this in the Sifrei Kabbalah. This is not to be explained or to be understood here. It's only to be understood in Yoni Kabbalah. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk no tezvav. Vayeroi muakruv mihi hachaya. Now Yecheskel is coming to provide some bayer. The kruvim made their ascent. What are the kruvim? So he finally here he tells us that what I'm calling here a kruvim, Perek Yud, is what I called in Perek Aleph a chaya. Hi hachaya asher isi b'nahar kivar. Now this is also extremely important. It is identical. everything that I'm seeing over here is exactly what I saw in the river of Kivar. It's the name of a river in Bavel, meaning there's only one Merkava. Don't make a mistake and think there are two Merkavas. One Merkava has the Pnei Shar, and one Merkava has the Pnei Kruv. That's what we have to clarify. No, they are one and the same. There's only one Merkava, and what I'm seeing here in Eretz Yisrael is what I saw before in Bavel. Mitsudos Dava Pasik Tezvav. Vayomer Akruvim, Rosh Akruvim, Nistalkum, Mokom, they lift it up. Hi Achaya, return to Loimar, Ein Ze Inyan Acher, Ele Hi Achaya Bi Atzma. This is the Chaya, Asher Isi Al Nahar Kavar, Im Ki Ze Rob Pnei Shor, Vyata Rob, Mokom Pnei Kruv, even though one has a Shor and one is a Kruv, they are one and the same. Rashi, there is no Rashi, Radak, Pasik, Tes, Vav, Vayomer Akruvim, Losh Nahar Rama. They will lift it up. Shenemar, Bubzu Har Amare, Hi Loshon, His Nasus. Shenemar b'mara harishayna. It doesn't say this. It does not say the word they will uplift it in the first mara. I'm sorry. Loshon his nasus. There we are. Here it says rama. There it says his nasus. The inyan echad. It's the same. Ki roimamos unisius echad. V'sham perashnu inyan binistar. Obviously, I'm sure you can find some drush that there is indeed a difference. Which word is a more powerful word? Roimimus or Hisnasus, what would you say? Ram Hashem al kol goyim. What does it say? Ram, what is the connotation of aluf? Hisnasus means uplifting. Uplifting. So here it says the word, here I would assume the word Hisnasus is a more powerful word.
To elevate,
to take you with you. So here, when we are in Eretz Yisrael, it says Vaye Roimu. This fits into what we said before. I mean, that was what we discussed before, that it does not say the Chashmal. Maybe you could work it both ways. We said before, in the beginning of the Shiur, that the only thing that's missing from this vision that does not appear in Perek Aleph is the Chashmal. So we explained that's the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. And we described it in two different ways. So maybe here as well, this also fits into that idea, that in Bavel, there is Hisnasus, whereas in Eretz Yisrael there is Sroimimus. What's the chelik between Sroimimus and Hisnasus? So it depends. There are Milus and the Chesronus. You have to figure out what they are. But obviously, they're describing two different types of two different tkufas, two different locations. Each one has its advantages of Shechina, and therefore there are different words obviously being selected to express that what happens. V'sham, okay, Milas Vayiromu Mibinyan Nifalu Oy Hispoil Mipole HaKotel. Okay, this is a certain grammatical term which is not getting into over here. Okay, now, one thing I want to mention is very, very fascinating, beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says, where do we find the Kruv for the very first time in the Torah? Gan Eden. Hashem threw out Adam the Chal from Gan Eden, and he put the Lahat HaChedev HaMisapeches that was guarded by the Kruvim. Let me turn to the page. Okay, give me one moment to turn to the page. It's Perek Yud. Vayashkein mikedem ligan Eden es hakruvim. Hashem settled, established. He set up shop on the east side of Gan Eden, the kruvim, on the east wing of the kruvim, the Gan Eden, the kruvim, the es lahat hacheder hamisapeches, a twirling sword, whatever that means. So Chazal make a drasha. Look at this drasha. What does it mean mikedem? It means that the kruvim. This is a drush, not pshut shel mikra. The kruvim are the angels, are the chayos. The kruvim are the merkava. The merkava has four chayos, which are also called four kruvim. When did Hashem create these things? Vayashkein means Hashem established. Okay, it can be translated loosely as established. Mikedem leGan Eden, before Hashem created Gan Eden. When was Gan Eden created? I think it says Bein Hashmashos, right? Bein Hashmashos, is that what it says? Erev Shabbos? Before Hashem created Gan Eden, Hashem created the Kruvim, Es HaKruvim, Ve'eslat Acher HaMisapeches. Umahu Mikedem, so the Medrash goes on, Koidem leGan Eden, Nivru Malachim, Hadohu D'Chsev, how do you know? Okay, how do you know that Hashem created? How do you know that Hashem created? The Medrash wants to cite as support. Hashem created the Kruvim before He created Gan Eden. Yecheskel says, "Oh, this Kruv is the Chaya Asher Isitachas Elokei Yisrael Binahar Kivar, in the river that was created previously." Gan Eden is Vinahar Yotzei Me Eden. So from the river that was Kivar, from Voeda Ki Kruvim Heimad, once I saw that this Kruv was associated with Gan Eden, and Gan Eden was something which was Kivar, came before the world was created. So it must be these Kruvim were the Kruvim that were created even before Gan Eden, something along those lines. But this the point over here is that the Medrash is saying the word Kivar, the river that came before. The river that came before is an allusion to Gan Eden, because Gan Eden has four rivers. Unahar Yoitse Me Eden Visham Yi Pared Vihoyol Arbar Roshim. So there's a river in Gan Eden.
And that is situated
and
in
Bodo. And Gan Eden, well, we don't know, that's a Medrash, okay, that's one position. So this river was Gan Eden came Mikvar, came from way before, and we are associating the Kruvim with this river. Okay, let's pasik itez zayin. Uvelechas hakruvim yelchu ayfanim etzam. Now, when the kruvim would travel, the ayfanim would travel etzlam with them. Uveseis hakruvim when the kruvim would lift up es hakanfeim lorum me'al aretz, and when the kruvim would lift up their wings to elevate above the earth, lo yisabu ayfanim gam he me etzlam, they would not depart. The ayfanim always followed the kruvim. They were loyal servants to the kruvim. Let's see the tzudos the pasuk zayin. Uvelaches return loymar loy nishtana hatenua mimash haisa. They did not change their movements. So the ace yelchu akruvim yelchu gam oifanim etzlam. Whenever the kruvim would travel, the oifanim would travel with them. Uve ace yinasu. And whenever the kruvim would lift up, hakruvim kanfeim lahalisroima meal oritz laalois lemalo lo yisabu gam oifanim etzlam. They would not depart. They would travel together. Rashi pasuk was the Rashi with the radak pasuk tezayin. Rashi pasuk, there is no radak either here on this pasuk. Next pasuk, ba'amdam yamoidu. Okay, this is a continuation. When they stood together. Uveroimam yeroimu, and when they elevated the element, the isam yeroimu isam ki ruach hachaya bohem. The spirit of the chaya was within them. In other words, whatever the kruvim went, that's where the oifanim went. Let's see the mitzudos stav yitzayin be'amdam be'ech yamdu hakruvim. Yamdu gam oifanim. Uvies yerumu yarumu lemaila yerumi moem. Ki retzoy nachaya, the will of the chayo hu behoifanim. Vechasha yasu achayos yasu gam oifanim. Whatever the chayos did, that's exactly what the oifanim would do as well. There is no Rashi, radak yitzayin, short radak, biyamdam mevurhu bemara harishoyne binistar, uveroimam becholam, roimam is still with the cholam. Okay, one thing I want to point out is that sometimes the word amida means silence. Okay, actually today I want to do some halachos of Kriyas HaTorah at the end, like we did last week, continue with that topic.
Aaron, it says.
Vayida, this is Vayidain. Vayida means silent. Vayidain. But sometimes there's a pasuk that says, there's a pasuk that says in Nehemiah that, we learned this together a long time ago, was that when they took out the Sefer Torah and all the people stood up, amoidu. I don't know the exact word, it says with amida. So there's machloik is exactly what that means. Either it means, well, I don't know if this is down there. I think everyone who was there means they were silent. Does not necessarily mean that they stood. So here you can darshan that when the kruvim, the oifanim, their primary role was to sing shira. What do the malachim do the whole day? They sing shira. But sometimes they don't sing shira. Sometimes there's a time to be quiet. The amdam, when the kruvim were silent, yamoidu, the oifanim were silent. Uviroimam, and when they elevated themselves to shira, okay, shira is a form of elevation, yeroimu oisam, the kruvim elevated the oifanim in shira as well. No, I want to just say a drush is that the word Amida and his Roimimus can be interpreted to mean also silence and elevation to song. I think we can find Makaris for that.
Well, we say something to stood still.
The stood still, right? Stood still. But over here means silence. I mean, what is the silence? Because sometimes you have to listen to Hashem when Hashem spoke. They had to listen and to pay attention to Hashem's command. Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayetzei Kvod Hashem Yal. Now here's the sad pasuk. This is the saddest pasuk of the parak. Vayetzei Kvod Hashem Yal HaMiftan HaBoyis. So the honor of Hashem has now departed from the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. It was by the Kodesh HaKodesh. Vayamod Al HaKruvim. And it stood on the Kruvim. This is the Kruvim of the Merkava. So notice this is at least simply the third. There are many different stages. But basically, first, Shechina went from the Kruvim that was upon the Kapoires to the threshold of the Kodesh HaKodashim. And now the Shechina is going from the threshold of the Kodesh HaKodashim to the Kruvim on the Merkava. So it's going from one type of Kruvim to the man-made Kruvim to the Kruvim of Hashem's Merkava. Pasuk Yud Ches in the Mitzvah David, Me'al Miftan Habayis Kishom Hoye Kamei Shakasav Lamal. That's where it was until this point in time. And Radak says Vayetzin Mavur. It's simple. Okay. Pasuk Yud Ches Vayisu Akruvim Sakanfeim. The Kruvim, they lifted up their wings. Vayeroimu Min Haaretz, and they lifted off from the earth. Le'enai, in my presence, Bitzei Sam, as they departed. V'hoifanim Lumasam, and the wheels followed in tow. Corresponding to the Chayos, Vayamoid, Pesach Shar, where did it go? Pesach Shar, Beis Hashem HaKadmoini. It departed to the entrance of the gate on the east side. Uchavoid, Lokei Yisrael Aleihem, Melamola, the honor of Hashem was above. So here's another stage in the exit of the departure of the Shechina. Pasuk Yitess in the Mitzudos David. Vayisu nasu kanfeim lamal, they lifted the wings above. Le'enai b'tzei sam, be'enai re'isi be'esi atzu b'beis kodesh hakadoshim b'yal hamiftan. Ve'ifanim lu'umasam, gam ve'ifanim hoyu misraim me'em lu'umas hakruvim v'ushav v'luchem, they were together with them. Vayamoid, demos ha-merkava, omar b'pesach shah b'es Hashem ha-mizrachis, return lo'ema b'pesach heichel v'apoyne le'mizrach, the east gate that faced eastwards, lo'ya pesach ha-poyne le'marav, le'beis kodesh hakadoshim, but rather the pesach that was on the east side, that's Shar Nikinor. It stood now by Shar Nikinor, Aleim, and the Shechina was upon the Merkava, Aleim Alakuvim. Rashi Pasuk Yates, Pesach Shar Beis Hashem, Pesach HaHechol, the Pesach of the Hechol. Not Shar Nikinor, the Pesach of the Hechol, I'm sorry, this is the entrance into the Hechol, it was still in the Azara, but that's inside. HaKadmoni Shebemizrach, V'zeh Hoye Masa Siluk Hasheni Mimifan HaBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim LaAzara. Here we're now going on the second departure. We're leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we're now coming into the entrance, to the Heichel, which is right by the, which is in the Azara. Radak, Pasuk Yates, Vayisu Akruvim, Bitzei Sam in HaBayis, Ki Mitchila Horo Asam Limin HaBayis, because Yechesl first saw them on the right side, Vaya Amoid. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. It was on the right of what? The right of Kodesh HaKadoshim. I'm not exactly sure. Vayamod al derech haklal, akruvim kilu omar vayamodu omar elo omar derech klal ki keechod amdu. They stood together. Pesach shabes Hashem hakadmoini bitzei sam imif nabayis. When they came out of the threshold, amdu pesach shabes vebuchutz. They stood at the entrance when the outside velosh amdu baris. Does not mean they stood on the ground. Elo hisroimimu me'al aretz be'amdam. They elevated themselves. They were floating above the earth when they were stationary. The midam sham ibnei ho'anashim shayusham shayu achareihem el ha'hechol, because of the people that were bowing down to the avodah zarah. Uchi'ilu heim dochaku hakavoid lotseis olaharois me'al aretz. They stood next to these people as if to show the reason why the Shechina is leaving the Beis HaMikdash is because of these type of people. The people who put their back to the Beit, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where was the Shechina? The Shechina was resting Aleihem, Al HaKruvim, Uma Sha'amar Milamala, Achar Sha'amar Aleihem, Lufi Sha'akovod Roya Sakurikia. The Kovod saw the Rikia, Sha'al Roshe HaChayos, Han Sha'akovod Roya Sakurikia. The covered was seen al harakia and upon the heaven, which is sha'al rosh hachayos hanikroim kruvim, which is above the chayos, which are the same as the kruvim. Okay, one more pasuk chaf. Pasuk says, hi hachaya Asherah isi tachas elokei Yisro b'nor kvar. Vischaya is exactly what I'm seeing now, what I saw before in Bavel, is exactly what I'm seeing over here in the river of Kvar. V'edan I knew ki kruvim hema. I now knew that the chayos and the kruvim are exactly one and the same. Pastechaf in the mitzvus ki achayi v'tzin olama hi atzma achayi asher isi im kiato hi hoya pnei akruv. V'mokam pnei ashar v'edan yodati ki osk asher akruvim shero isi. Hema hachay atzma, the kruvim and the chayos are one and the same. Rashi pasikhof hi achaya b'toch shere isi b'merkava zu kol amaisa merkava harishoy nadi oimer hi asher isi b'narkvar v'eida ki nevach pnei shol v'nei kruv v'hoyu bo shnei pnei adam panim ketanim b'shol yelo panim gedolim shol adam. Okay, we learned all this before, this is a lot of repetition. Let's see, ma'adak pasikhof hi achaya mevuhu, this is self-understood. Okay, there are two more psukim until we finish. Shall we do now? Two more psukim? Let's finish the parak now. Let's show you very quickly. There's very little to do here. Let's finish the parak right now, quickly. Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, Arba'a, Panim Liachad. Each one of the chayis had four faces. The Arba'a Kinefayim Liachad. Each face had four wings. Udumus, Yidei Adam, Tachas, Kanfayim. Each one had the appearance of hands under their wings. Pasuk Abayz with the Muskanayim Hema Haparim Asherisi Al Naharkvar Mariam, their appearance the Oisam Ish Al El Ever Panav Yelechu, and each one traveled forward. Let's see these two psukim in the Mefarshim. Pasuk Chafal from the Mitzvah David Arba'a Ritzon Eloymar Ki Kol Echad Me Arba'a Haparim Asher Bechol Tzad Hoya Kolul Me Arba'a. Each face on each of the four sides had four faces for a total of 16. Each one had really 16 faces, so the four chayos together was 96. Is that correct?
No.
64. So what was 96? I'm confused. I don't know. Made a mistake. 64. There were a total of 64 panim. He called me Arba, Lucholecha, be upon Hoy Arba, Kurifai, but the Musi de Adam, Hoy Tachas, Kanfehem, and each one had hands underneath their wings. Pasuk Abayz. Udemus pneihem, ritzuras apon pneim, how you dimyon upon him. The image of their faces with the dimyon upon him, Asherisi al harkvar, marehem, ritzuralema, ozil marehem, Asherisi al harkvar, the asam, the heim asam asherisim zoz, ish kolecha mehem ucholchu, eleva mulpona, forward, ki hoyelcham ponim lucholuach, uchol eva shielchu, heino helchu mulpona, whenever you want to go forward, you're always going forward. Uchoimer, bavur ze, kol ze shofatiti lodas, shezu hachaya biatzma asherisi al harkvar. I was clear to me that what I'm seeing now is identical to what I saw in Bavel. There is only one Merkava. Make no mistake about it. Do not think Chas Shalom that there are Shtei Rishios. That's Kapi Kursas. He's coming to make it clear there's only one Merkava in Eretz Yisrael, and in Bavel Hashem Shechina is everywhere, and the same is everywhere. Radak, Pasuk Chafav Chabeis, Arba Lepanim Lecha Lecholecha Lekuv Me'akuv Me'arba Panim Ve'arba Kenafayim. Each one had four faces and their four wings. With the Musi de Adam, Lucholechon Yidei Adam, Mitachas Kanfeim, Umuvur Hu. Chabez, with the Mus Mnei Marim, Uresim Yatsa de Atsam, Kumo, Vayir, Pushaitre, Vene Yisrael Stam, Vero Lemar, Kolemar, Etzim Haponim, Marim, Hoya Kiponim, Asher, Isi Gimnakvar. It was again the same idea. It's identical to what I saw before. Okay, so that concludes Perik Yud. And the Mir Sasha will start tomorrow, Perik Yud Aleph.